Welcome to Ethical Considerations in the Classroom Environment, where we explore the intersection of education and technology. I'm your host, Fezeka Sherin, and in today's episode, we're diving deep into the ethical responsibilities that come with integrating technology into the classroom. From student privacy and child safeguarding to digital citizenship and equitable access, we're going to examine these challenges hand-on and try to find the best practices that educators can use. Let's go. So in today's segment, we're going to understand what is digital literacy and how we can practice ethical responsibilities. Technology has transformed the way we learn and the way teachers teach, but with these advancements come new ethical considerations. As educators, digital literacy is no longer just about knowing how to use technology. I'm talking about knowing how to send one file from one computer to the other, or perhaps maybe knowing how to use your new Apple iPad. It's about understanding that its impact is very high when it comes to students, their rights, and our responsibilities as educators. Digital literacy means being aware of how technology influences learning, student social interactions, and personal security. It includes evaluating digital resources and ensuring that students use technology in a responsible manner, and also being able to recognize the risks that are associated with online engagement. I'm going to be, throwing in some cyberbullying, which is a major issue that we are facing in today's online social media platforms. Hello and welcome to my podcast. So in today's segment, we're going to be looking at student privacy and data protection. One of the biggest concerns in educational technology is student privacy, and schools often use digital tools that collect personal data, including attendance records, academic performance, and even biometric information. Even though we know that these tools can enhance learning, they also pose risks if data is mishandled or accessed by unauthorized parties. And when it comes to data storage, there's nothing that we can do. We have many people who can hack systems, and if those people are able to access that, who knows what they can do with that data that a student has to put it as their privacy. So what can educators do? Educators need to understand the data protection laws, such as the FERPA. And I think in South Africa, they use the POPI Act. So we also need to know how to use secure, approved platforms for communication and assignments, and educate students and parents about data privacy and responsible online behavior, which is a major issue that we need to address. Hello, welcome to today's podcast. So today we're looking at segment 3, where we're going to talk about safeguarding in the digital space. With more students learning online, child safeguarding extends beyond physical safety to digital security. We're talking about the issue of cyberbullying, which is something that we still can't fix. We don't have any laws that can surround the issue of cyberbullying. So this means that we have inappropriate content, and online predators are significantly, targeting young people. We're talking about Instagram, all these social media platforms. So we need to educate our students on how they can safely use these social media platforms. So educators must take proactive steps to protect students. They can do this. They can just set clear rules for online behavior and interaction, and try to monitor online activities while respecting students' privacy and teaching students about how to safely use the internet, such as being able to recognize phishing scams. I've been, you know, a victim of phishing scams, but I know how to recognize them. You know, when you get an email that looks like it's coming from the bank, but it's not coming from the bank. So these are some of the things that we have to educate students about in terms of how they can safely use the internet.